Hey, kid, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. The question of the day, the question of the week is, what can God do? He can do whatever he chooses to do. God is all powerful, but we are not. God's power is unlimited, but ours is definitely limited. There are certain things that we cannot do, no matter how hard we try. We're not God. We're not powerful like he is. We are not infinite like he is. God is all powerful, but we definitely are not. But there is a way that we can have access to this unlimited power. We're going to talk some more about that after this incredibly hilarious joke of the day.
Hey, Asher, why wouldn't the crab share his treasure?
I don't know, Jack.
Because he was a little shellfish.
Hey, kids, this is Ryan, and I'm here to remind you that it's time to wake up. God can do whatever he chooses to. The Bible is clear that God can do anything. Nothing is too hard for him. Ephesians 3:20 says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. God can do more than we could ever ask of him to do. He can do way more than we could even dream up. Then, in the Ephesians 3:21, the very next verse after we read about God being able to do way more than we ask or think, the Bible says that the unlimited power God uses to do these things is also at work in us. This verse is written to Christians and teaches that the unlimited power of God is at work in his children. That doesn't mean that we become omnipotent, but it does mean that the omnipotent God is working in and through us. So, when you know there is something God wants you to do, but you doubt if you are strong enough to do it, remember that his power is working in you. If you need to tell the truth about something, but it's going to be hard, you can trust that God will help you to do it with his unlimited power. If you have a chance to be a nice person, but it's going to be hard, you can trust that God will help you do it with his unlimited power. If you are a child of God, his power is working in you to do what he tells you to do. In fact, Philippians 2:13 says that his power is also working in you to make you want to do the good things he tells us to do. When you become a child of God, you should live his way. But you don't have to do it alone. He will be working inside of you to make you want to do good stuff, and then to help you do that good stuff. What can God do? He can do whatever he chooses to do, and he chooses to work in and through his children.